And that's what I am, a sinner saved by grace. When the Lord got a hold of me, I was pretty down. So I am very grateful for him and my life. I was raised in a home, the youngest of seven children. Two were deceased before I was born. I have memories that at a very early age, my mother became very sick and was near death. Before this time, she had an encounter with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. When she was sick, she said she saw an angel or someone in white at the foot of her bed. And she made a promise to that being. If she came through, she would become an Adventist. So when she recovered, she did so. And thus, every Saturday, off to church, we went. I remember those days vividly, but have no recollection of a salvation message, though I grew up with some knowledge of God and Jesus, but I learned fear without love in this teaching. Years later, I had the privilege of seeing my mother saved before she died. My father had a Baptist background, but attended varied churches. He never attended church with us. I sometimes went to church with him. There was never family devotions, prayer, or talk in our home. My father was a very strict man, ruling with the belt, but he had a tender side to him too, and I believed before death he was saved. My older sister Mary was more than very rebellious, going on to live a criminal life. Consequently, our life was not pleasant. I and my siblings were classified the same as her by people. So I knew very much rejection, along with bullying, at a very young age. I grew up feeling a sense of aloneness, loss, and no value. Even though I went on to be a manager in a claims over 11 terminals in a trucking firm, it still remained. Outside, I looked as if I was really well put together. But inside, there was constant emptiness and turmoil. When I was 14 years old, I became friends with a girl called Dorothy, who attended a Baptist church. With permission from my father and much grief for my mother, I left the Adventist church for the Baptist church. Although I was attending church, I was unsaved and teaching Sunday school there. I began to enter the world and the pleasures. I felt excitement and fun, and for the first time in my life, I felt very much accepted. Even though I felt accepted, the emptiness and the worldliness was still there, still remained. When I was 18 years old, I met Bruce, my husband. He came into my life. We married a year after, having two children, within 6 years. Our marriage was not a happy one. I'm sure Bruce was about as miserable as I was at times. We did not communicate with each other. Sometimes I think we just existed together. I wanted out of my marriage, and twice I was instrumental in separating from Bruce. Both times he came back. The second time, he refused to leave. I thank God that even then he had his hand on our life. Bruce stayed in spite of me. God had a plan for our lives, and when I was saved, God changed our marriage. And I believe our marriage began then. God has given me a love for my husband and my children that I never could have had it been without God. A love and a commitment that stands the test of time. When I married Bruce, I wasn't a drinker. I had tried it before he came into my life, and I had become deathly ill. I remember at a party one night, most people were quite drunk, and as we left the party, I decided that if I couldn't beat them, I would join them. Thus, I went on to be an alcoholic and eventually getting into pot. 2 years before I was saved, my niece invited me to a Pentecostal church. a wrong church or not, it was there that I met God and he would save me. Before I was saved, I never gave much thought about God, except on occasions when I was so low, I told God if he helped me, I would go to church, even taking my family. When he helped me, the promise was forgotten. I believe God's hand was always upon my life, even then. Before I was saved, it was important to me in regards to God, what men thought. Perhaps this stopped me from having the Lord. But I know God's timing is perfect, and he never comes too late, and he never comes too soon. Why was man's opinion of me so important to me in regards to God when my burden was so great? I know now the huge burden of sin that I had separated me from God. I had sunk down so far, I didn't have much further to go. I believe if God hadn't have saved me, I wouldn't be alive, or at least I wouldn't have a family. I will never forget the day I was saved. It was like coming out of the darkness into the light. Everything was so bright. I remember going outside, and it was so bright outside, and I couldn't believe it. Nothing mattered anymore except my tremendous need for God. It was down on my knees that I cried out to God, telling him I needed him and I could no longer go on with my life the way it was anymore. Begging him to help me. He broke me and the tears followed, and I received Christ as my Lord and Savior. It was in that moment that the huge burden lifted and I was set free. The peace that passes understanding came and stays no matter what the circumstances are that we are in. God's promise is true. In John 6:37, he says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Man thinks knowing God is a bondage when they view that without him. A sentence of no freedom when the opposite is true. I will never be able to put into words or explain that in Christ there is total freedom, a peace that passes all understanding, and which comes from no separation from God. Jesus said in his word in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." These words God spoke to me through his word shortly after he saved me. In Deuteronomy 32:10-12, God says, "He found him in a desert land, and in the waste, howling wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. So the Lord did lead him. And there was no strange God with him." And in Ezekiel 16:8, he says, "Now when I passed over thee and looked upon thee, behold, I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine." And that's what he did for me. Man cannot comprehend the nothingness of themselves. When I say they are nothing without Christ, they do not understand what I mean, and sometimes become very angry. It is only when we meet Christ that nothingness takes on new life, and like the eagle, I soar closer to heaven on earth and become his act of greatness in my nothingness. Isaiah 40:31, it says, God says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. When man believes God is not real, but a figment of one's imagination, it is because God has not revealed himself to them, and they cannot grasp the reality of that. He is real. He is real. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So it's only with us, when we meet Christ, that we can spiritually discern the things. So you can't fault them. So many things God has done for me. He has done so much more than I can even remember or begin to remember. There is so much. One time a friend, when we used to have vacation in Mexico for a couple months and I was struggling a bit with going, she told me to count my blessings. And when we came back, I had over 250 blessings that God had given me daily. There is so much for me to be thankful for. Salvation first, a praying family in Christ, the miracle of being born with a heart that shouldn't function, but does because God created me the way I am. After 3 years of sickness, he has drawn me even closer to him and brought me back to health with tremendous energy, stronger than ever. I am ever grateful to him for answered prayer. My desire is that those I love will receive Christ as Savior, that all that I have the privilege to know or to meet will know Christ. Eternity is forever. Life here on earth is only a short time in the comparison. Here nothing will be like a lost eternity. In closing, years ago, a friend who was on holiday with us asked me why was the difference that I had Christ and she didn't. Why the difference? I couldn't answer that then, and I can't now. I don't know why Jesus went to the cross to save me, shedding his precious blood, when he knew before the world was formed how dark and sinful my life would be. I only know when you genuinely cry out to God, you cry out to him, he has promised never to cast you out. Jesus says in John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Thank you all for being here. It's been a real blessing to share with you.